Less than a year after Maine voters rejected prohibitions on the use of traps and dogs to hunt bear, Democrats in the Maine legislature are putting forward two bills that would do just that. At a public hearing before the Inland Fisheries and Wildlife Committee, opponents questioned why the bills were even being proposed after voters had already spoken. But supporters of the measures say the defeat of last fall's referendum doesn't change the fact that hounding and trapping amount to animal cruelty and should be outlawed. Jay Field has more.
One of the bills before the committee is being sponsored by Representative Dylan Bates. The measure would outlaw the use of dogs to hunt bear in Maine. Hunters caught violating the law would initially be charged with a Class D offense under the state's criminal statutes. Violating the law three or more times would result in a Class C charge. After introducing his bill, Bates listened as skeptical Republicans on the Inland Fisheries and Wildlife Committee peppered him with questions.
Representative Bates, do you by any chance have a hunting and fishing license?
I do have a fishing license, the freshman Democrat from Westbrook told GOP Representative Peter Lyford of Eddington. I don't currently possess a hunting license, said Bates. I have gone hunting before, but not this year. Minutes later, Representative Stephen Wood of Green cut to the question that was on the minds of many on the committee.
I just heard you say that we need to take away this process. I believe 53% of the voters in Maine voted against this. How do you justify saying that you think we need to do away with hounding?
This is a contentious issue. The court of public opinion that's completely spoken on it.
Last fall, after a combative and hard-fought campaign, Maine voters defeated Question 1, a ballot measure that would have banned bear hunting with hounds, traps, and bait. But Bates says having this issue end up in the hands of voters in the first place is reason enough for lawmakers to finally take it up themselves. As part of his testimony before the committee, Bates read from an editorial last fall in the Portland Press-Herald urging readers to vote against Question 1.
The referendum has roused deep reactions from Mainers who are offended by hunting practices that seem to be unfair and brutal. Unfortunately, these concerns were raised 10 years ago when this referendum was first put before Maine voters. Since then, several legislators have avoided addressing this complicated emotional issue, which is why it's on the ballot again this year. Mainers should vote no on Question 1 and then push their legislators to do their jobs and create a balanced wildlife management plan for the state.
Bates says his bill finally gives lawmakers an opportunity to do this. A second measure before the committee, meantime, would also ban hounding, as well as trapping bear in anything other than nuisance situations.
Hounding bears is scientifically indefensible, cruel, and unsporting.
Katie Hansberry runs the Maine chapter of the Humane Society of the United States. Hansberry and her group led last year's failed push to pass Question 1. Trapping, Hansberry told lawmakers on the committee, is just as scientifically indefensible, cruel, and unsporting as hounding.
Maine permits leg hold snares, which shackle the bear to the tree. These traps capture and hold the animal until the trapper comes to shoot the bear at close range, which is not fair chase hunting. Maine is the only state to permit statewide bear trapping for sport.
Opponents of last fall's referendum frequently attack the Yes on One campaign for its ties to the southern part of the state, where hunting isn't as big a part of daily life as it is in western, central, northern, and down east Maine. Noting this dynamic, Representative Wood proposed the following compromise to Hansberry and other supporters of the two bills before the committee.
So if we eliminated that trapping bear in southern Maine, where most of the support of doing away with trapping is, would you agree to that?
No, Hansberry replied, noting that her group continues to believe there's widespread support statewide for banning both trapping and hounding. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.
And it's 12 minutes before 5 o'clock.